Kalamazoo. Y'all probably get tired of people saying this, but God damn it just sounds good saying it. Kalamazoo.
Skin in the street, gotta make it hard somehow. Thoughts. covering the easy scene. Back in his younger days, Prohibition was the talk of the rich folks walk to the woods where my daddy stayed. Jugs and jars and shiners, these old boys here, they ain't miners. They came from the 29ers, it didn't take a hole in the ground over the bottom of the face.
Thank you.
got to go between. I hope somebody's cause takes seems to get hard to find a place to look and see. Mama said a lot of things and the fact was the one she never mind and see twice. Thanks to her I can think clear enough for me to thank her that she died before tonight. Baby, my bone and my body's gonna jump and like they're gonna come to my skin. They could get along without the rest of me. It wouldn't matter if they did. The skeletons ain't got a way to slip them on. Nobody makes rich in that size. And besides, you're a ghost to most before they notice that you ever had.
Off our brand new record, the album's called Welcome to Club 13, and I wrote this song about a friend of ours that we lost in 2020, and it's called We Will Never Wake You Up in the Morning. And since then, I've lost a couple more dear friends that this song applies to, too. It's sad. It's fucked up times. Love each other, motherfuckers. Yeah! This song's called We Will Never Wake You Up in the Morning.
Open by the cops, but you were up above the treetops. We will never wait.
access with a bomb is crowned. Every single story, 20 miles purgatory, plain little skirts, but they are single ones from his ones, my friend. This is a lesson to its traps, conspiracies that turn out of cash, someone else would do the grand. Love song with more than one man on one knee, it never stops amazing me how easy the heart hears what it wants to do. Said the man who pissed the river with the telling of your hair, but there's no mystery how the man was sad to burn. I have a lot of you who could always pay me second and praise your father, my example, acting words.
They are back. just like the rats, leaving nothing behind me. Snow, solid ice,
walk back home again. Life can slowly for the shadows they will cast, leave unanswered questions for other folks to ask. Slow the burdens lingering for answers bold and stark. In the first light in the dark, get a ringo in the dark. ways, but you can't lie to nobody with that cold still on your face. And thank God you're so afraid he's gonna send you to hell. It's the same one you're gonna answer to when the pen hits the shelf. We'll be right back.
chicken yet? This is my partner in crime, the stroker race, Mike Cooley.
Steady down the way. The ashtray of the Philip Tree.
twice, the window's down for mice. His smile strips the twilight of the day. Driving up by 55, Mississippi zooming by. Salvation in the cool November air. Searching for the mixture that could paint a pretty picture of the wind blowing through Rosemary's hair. Stars could whistle upon Rosemary with a Bible and a gun.
School when he was just 16.
small crux down there and five stone chair. We'll be right back.
best you could in difficult times and a troubled economy in North Alabama. And you had got to say you might have helped. They made a little deal and they shook hands. Pretty soon, that little used car lot became a massive General Motors dealership. Selling IROC City Camaros to teenagers all over the Tennessee Valley. And that little Wrigley yard, it got the contract with most of North Alabama's local law enforcement. And it grew, and it grew, and it grew. They built a big house out on the lake. Got to go to the better school. But then the shit went down and bodies started being found, floating in the Tennessee River and backing up against the rocks of Wilson Dam. People started going to jail. Hell, he couldn't go to jail. He knew way too much for that. What would happen to the family? He's pondering that question on a Sunday night with a shotgun in his mouth. But indeed, what would happen to the family? There'd be no insurance money. The house out on the lake, it'd be up for sale. The kids back in the county school. One Sunday night he had dinner with the kids. And then he went to the office and he wrote out the payroll checks for the next 3 months. And he locked the safe and he walked out into the night and got into a long black Cadillac for Goodsfield Road. Honey, take care of the children. Pay the house off. When the salvage yard gets sold, you don't know nothing. When the insurance man asks questions about what went down at the Goodsfield
year, I think I'm gonna put this bottle down. I guess as time goes on, I'll go to miss it less than I will now. And I think I'm gonna tell her that I'm gonna wait for a while till I can get this demon out. know the bottle ain't to blame. It ain't tragic. Cause it don't make you do anything, it just lets you. And when I'm 6 feet underground, I'll need a drink or two. And I'll sure miss you.
August of 1985. How many of you weren't even born then? A lot of you, right?
Yes!
I wasn't. I wasn't born until many years after that. And, I was born in April Fool's Day 1994, which makes me a young spring chicken. Unfortunately, at least that's when my soul was born, in the form of anything that I recognize right now, because that was the day that I moved to Athens, Georgia, which was like one of the top three best things that ever happened to me. And I'm not going to say what the other two were or what order. We'll just say there's family involved, including this family. But I grew up in Florence, Alabama, which is just across the river from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, which is also connected to Sheffield, Alabama, which most of you haven't heard of, even though probably more big hit records came out of there than Muscle Shoals, and Tuscumbia, Alabama, which you might have heard of if you're a big fan of Helen Keller, which if you're not, you should be. Look her up. She was fucking amazing. She's from Tuscumbia, Alabama. She played a mean pinball. She was deaf. She was blind. But she was absolutely not dumb. She was a socialist, motherfuckers. Back when they called you a communist for being that. And she lived to tell the tale because she was a badass motherfucker. Helen Keller.
I wear it with pride.
Muscle Shoals was supposed to be Detroit. Literally. Like in the 1930s, Henry Ford was all pissed off at Michigan or something. And so he was trying to strike a deal to get all this cheap hydroelectric power that this new thing called TVA that Roosevelt put through was making up there in Muscle Shoals, down there in Muscle Shoals. So he and Roosevelt and Thomas Edison, of all people, ended up spending a day driving around Muscle Shoals back when it was nothing but basically fields, cotton fields, lots of cotton fields, black people picking cotton in the motherfucking cotton field. It beats picking cotton and waiting to be forgotten. Those are true words. This is all true. So Muscle Shoals was going to be Detroit. And they went as far as like naming streets and like making street signs and like laying out these fields into like the subdivisions where all the workers are going to live. They were going to work and they were going to be, I'm sure, non-union. And they were going to make a fortune. But it didn't quite pan out. And so I grew up all these years later, in the 70s and 80s, coming to age, driving around, basically going parking with girls and hoping they might kiss me in those abandoned fields with street signs and no houses. It was really fucking weird. The main street in Muscle Shoals is called Woodward Avenue. And when I grew up there, it was a dry county. There was no booze. Well, actually, there was lots of booze. Ain't no such thing as a dry county, motherfuckers. Some people learned that in the 20s. It took a little while longer in Muscle Shoals. So we would go to the state line, which was 15 miles away, and we'd go to the package store and buy beer, or drive an hour and buy liquor, or go to the bootlegger. Which, as a teenager who loved to drink, was a motherfucking awesome thing. Because you go to the bootlegger, they didn't care that I was 16 and I looked 13. If I had the money, boom, I had the booze. And I loved to drink as a teenager. So he and I meet, it's like 1985. I'm, just turned 21. He's about to turn 19. We started a band. It was called Adam's House Cat. But there was really nowhere for Adam's House Cat to play because all you had at the state line was the honky-tonks. And I mean that in the most literal sense of the word, honky-tonk. They didn't want what we were wanting to do. And then they voted liquor in. It's like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, I'm legal age now. It's awesome. But actually all the honky-tonks at the state line just opened honky-tonks down in my part of town. And so we had 13. Bobby's and Danny's and Southern Touch. And the best one of all was Club 13. They retained the Roman numerals from their state line days because they were classy. Members only, $1 to get in, to be a member, penny beer, cover bands, and occasionally some punk rock band opening for a cover band that really didn't belong there, but we were glad to get $200. This song's about how our glory days kind of sucked. This song's called Welcome To, with the number 2, like Prince, because it's the motherfucking 80s, motherfuckers. Welcome To Club 13! Yeah.
was told her. She woke up some side down, I still thinking I should cry from the road. Between the champagne hands, I was up and pissing ass by the warning ball. Cocaine rich comes quick, and that's why the small niggas have it all. So I'll meet you at the bottom if you really ask one. You always told me when you hit your road. But I've been falling so long, it's like gravity's gone and I'm just broke. For the bruises on your soul, you've been neglected. Heart always reminds you when you look. And don't ever let them make you feel like saying what you want is on the coming. If you're supposed to wash your mouth all the time and out your eyes and you run. So I'll meet you at the bottom if there really is one. They always told me when you hit you will do it. But I've been falling so long.
Not like to say I'm sorry.
for a couple of things. And I never saw Leonard Skinner. And I never saw The Clash. But I saw The Replacements about 7 times. I drank a fifth of vodka on an empty stomach, and I drove over to a friend's house, and I backed my car between his parents' Cadillacs without a scratch, and I crawled to the back door, slipped through the mail hole.
Yeah.
bury his body in the old sun cone. Just bury his body in the old sun cone.
Oh,
So this is our third time to play here, and when I saw it come up on the calendar, you know, we don't have anything to do with, like, where we play or anything. I mean, you know that, right? I mean, like, when you say, oh, Drive By Truckers, you haven't been to my town in 22 years. It's not because of us. We don't do that shit. I get the calendar, and I go, oh, that's where I'm going this summer and this fall and this winter and this spring. And I saw Kalamazoo Bells on the list, and I was so fucking happy. This is our third time, I believe. It could be the fourth, because I'm bad with math. I think it's our third. The last two, I remember vividly. If there was one more, maybe I don't remember it as vividly. I think this is our third time. Right? In Kalamazoo. I'm not counting Michigan. We've played all over Michigan. Kalamazoo, maybe third time. Anyway, we're so glad to be here. And thank you so much for coming out tonight. Thank you for spending your Sunday evening with us. You look so fucking beautiful out there. We probably would have been here like 2020, but I don't know. Something happened. Something came up. We had other plans. We decided to spend a year and a half like basically at home going crazy. Easy B has a yacht, but the rest of us were just at home going crazy. Easy B was like acting out a Carly Simon song.
We have no idea how he bought that damn thing.
At any rate, what I'm getting to is kind of serious because, God damn it, this has been some fucked up times. And I'm so thankful to be here with all of you tonight. I can't even say it. I can't even put it into words. And that's what I do for a living. So I'm just going to say thank you so much. This song's about facing up to your fears and telling your fears to go fuck themselves. Let's go. stop now. We all know we are going down. Last call for alcohol. Wish we could have one more round and now stay. We'll be right back.
Yeah.